So my name's Mark Forrester. I'm a supported programmes lecturer here based at Stenton campus. For the past year I've been playing about with virtual reality and 360 imagery. I think it'd be a great tool for a lecturer, and it's just another tool in my bag regarding, because there's a novelty I expect to this. And getting a young person or getting a student to put a headset to a VR headset to their head, they're in total immersion, and they've removed themselves from the classroom itself, and that way they're directing learning themselves. What my experience is, and I've put the headsets on hundreds of people, is when they actually take that headset out, they're buzzing with a wee bit of information to talk about. They're quite happy to talk about, and that's because it's one of the things of where is this, they've had a personal experience. They've maybe been in a yurt in Nepal, where they've been seeing young people eating next to them. It's an experience they've never had, and when they take it off, they're telling you about their experience that they've had. What I'm looking at is, we're getting young people to talk about themselves, to try and evidence what they're learning. One of these things that we could actually have is young people could actually map their journey through 360 images, so they could actually track that journey by even putting their posters or their work up onto a sort of virtual wall, and they could show that off to other people. So it's another tool in the bag for presentation, other than your PowerPoints, other than a sort of e-learning folder or a portfolio. This is something that's very visual and a lot of people can engage with. It's a piece of work that young people quite happy to play with, because there's not so much text attached to it to start with. And one of the biggest things too is the novelty of an image moving is attracting people's eyes towards that. So what we're doing with the students in some of the classes just now is putting sort of active hotspots within the images, so you could actually click on the image and that'll tell you even more information, may it be about a tutor at the college or even about the course itself. And one of the biggest things about the 360 imagery is familiarisation and experience, and that's what Google speaks about. Hence why we've got Google in today to show us how they could be brought into the classrooms, how we could bring sort of American Native Indians into the classroom in the Stenton campus, so the young people, students could actually see the culture of the Red Indians. Who's waddling on?
Yeah. Can you just tell us what's happened today,
right,
and what the students have seen today, the different sort of expeditions they've been on?
So Google's brought in today, we've got a pack of maybe 1,000 different expeditions that we could look at. For example, today, the two sort of sessions that we've done there, the group has actually been to Mount Everest, to the base camp, explored around the base camp, as well as looking at architecture around the world from when it started, from the wooden forts in Poland, and transported them and finished them off in Spain at the most modern art buildings that are there, and futuristic buildings. Along with these lesson plans is the tutor themselves has the total guidance. They could direct the students where to look in these images, and through the headsets, through the students use VR headsets to actually view these images and these online sort of photo tours that are there for them to take.
Do you want to say something about it? It's just like about it being really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's an exciting thing for our college to be involved in,
right,
and for our students to.
So this is brand new technology. It's actually just coming through. So it's a great opportunity that Fife College has got Google here today. Great for Fife College to start embracing this and to look at that and to support students. You can see some of the students when they're putting this headset on, it's a brand new experience. The excitement that's in the room where they've been, and they can't believe that they've actually been in Mount Everest, or they're in the Vatican, or even in a fort that's in Poland, but in fact when they're sitting in a classroom. So now, I think if I can say it, I always say it, I'm trying to change it, now we could bring the mountain to Mohammed. And that's the biggest thing there.
Right.
I don't know if you could put that in.
Yeah.
But another thing is, so when we're looking at this, in the supported programmes, we do on a Friday morning, there's a lot of walks that we're getting, to get the students out and walking. What we've got today, it's not going to be the best, but in some cases, if it's raining or it's snowing, the students do get a wee bit upset because they're not getting that walk. With the virtual headsets, we could actually put that on so they could actually have that immersive feeling as if they're still doing that walk and still have that sort of experience,
right,
and that relationship to that walk.
Perfect, that's really good. Thank you.